Mesachta Shavuot, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches. Ezehi Shavuot Shav. What is considered a Shavuot Shav? A false Shavuot. Nishba L'shano is how you do a lot of. Somebody who takes a Shavuot which is in contrast to what is well known to everybody else. Amar Ala Amud Shoheben Shehu Shozov. For example, somebody who takes a Shavuot about a pillar which is actually made out of stone, and he says that it is made out of gold. V'ala Ish Shehu Isha. He makes a Shavuot about a certain man, that that person is really a woman, not a man. V'ala Isha Shehi Ish. Or if he takes a Shavuot that a certain woman is really a man. Nishbal Dover Shehi Efsher. Another case of Shavuot Shav is where he takes a Shavuot on something which is impossible that it is the case. Imlo Re'iti Gomo Shepareach Ba'aver. He takes a Shavuot and he is offering on himself all the Paris in the world if he had not seen a camel flying through the air. Imlo Re'iti Nachash Kikarach Beis Abad. Or he takes a Shavuot that he is offering on himself all the Paris in the world if he did not see a snake which is shaped like a beam that is used in an olive press. This is impossible, so therefore this is called a Shavuot Shav. Amar le'edim bo v'ha'i duni. The third type of Shavuot Shav is somebody says to Edim, come and say Edith for me in Bezdin, and the Edim say a Shavuot shalo ni'idah. They take a Shavuot that we will not say this Edith. Now this is called a Shavuot Shav. If somebody who knows Edith is mechuyev a pi Torah to come and be made in Bezdin, so therefore when they take a Shavuot that they will not be made, this is against what the Torah says, and it's considered a Shavuot Shav. Nishba levato as a mitzvah. Or somebody who takes a Shavuot to be mevato, a different mitzvah, shalo lato sukkah, v'shalo lito lula, v'shalo laniach tefillin. For example, somebody takes a Shavuot not to make a sukkah for sukkahs, or not to take a lulav on sukkahs, or not to put on tefillin, zui Shavuot Shav. This is also a case of Shavuot Shav, as of course he's mechuyev to do these mitzvahs. Shechayev Mazdona Makos Vashikagoso Pater. If you're over Bemezen on a Shavuot Shav, you get Malkus, and if you're over Bishogeg, you're Pater entirely. You do not have to bring a korban. Mesachas Shavuot, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes. Shavuot Sha'oichal Kikarzu. Somebody who takes the Shavuot to eat a piece of bread. Shavuot Shaloach Lenu. And then he takes the opposite Shavuot that he will not eat the piece of bread. Harishona Shavuot Bitoy. The first Shavuot is a regular Shavuot Bitoy, in which he made a Shavuot to do an action either positive or negative. V'hashnia Shavuot Shav. The second Shavuot is a Shavuot Shav, a false Shavuot. As when he originally took a Shavuot that he will eat the Kikar, he is mechuyev al Bitorah to eat it. So then, when he made a contradictory Shavuot that he will not eat the piece of bread, this is a Shavuot levato as a mitzvah, to cancel a mitzvah, and that is considered a Shavuot Shav. Achla. If he goes ahead and keeps the first Shavuot and eats the Kikar, Avar al Shavuot Shav, he is only over on a Shavuot Shav, the second Shavuot that he made not to eat the Kikar, which is a Shavuot levato as a mitzvah. Lo achla. If he does not eat the Kikar, Avar al Shavuot Bitoy, he is also over on Shavuot Bitoy, the original Shavuot in which he made to eat the Kikar, and since he didn't eat it, he was over on that Shavuot, but he is also over on this case on the second Shavuot, which is a Shavuot Shav. Even though he kept that second Shavuot and didn't eat it, that second Shavuot anyway did not go into effect, since it's a Shavuot Levato as a mitzvah, it's a Shavuot Shav, and he was immediately over when he took that Shavuot on a Shavuot Shav, so therefore he is chayev for both a Shavuot Bitoy and a Shavuot Shav in this case.